all the progress.
No, it's a lot.
At this time, the April 24th, 2023 session of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held according to due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the board administrator please call the roll?
Jay Cook?
Present.
Roman Zabby Hutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Wiesen?
Here.
Peter Tocco?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Jessica Stilley?
Here.
Absent are Mayor Landgraf, Commissioner Kriebel, Tom Halpin, Tim Koob, and Wendy Bartlett.
How's that pronounced? All right. Next on the agenda is the adoption of the minutes from the last meeting, April 12th. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? Hearing no requests, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of said minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. We have one resolution to be adopted this evening. That is P18-2023 of Jordan of 122 Newport Avenue. Are there any changes or amendments to that resolution? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of that resolution, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Chair, I abstain from that vote.
And let record reflect that Peter Tocco is abstained. You were not present, Peter. You weren't on the case. That P18-2023 is hereby adopted. This evening, we have two applications this evening. The first application is that of Calvin. Is that Couch?
Quatch.
Quatch?
Yeah.
And that is the case. If you would come forward, please, and present. We'll have you, everybody sworn in who needs to be sworn in, who's going to testify, and then you'll state your case. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Who's going to testify for you this evening?
I think only him.
I'm sorry?
Who will speak on your behalf this evening?
Cal, this is Calvin right here.
Okay. Right. How about anybody else? I'll have you sworn also.
Okay.
That would be it. If anybody else wants to speak, they'll have to be sworn.
Yeah, so we'll get the two of you sworn. So if you can each just state your name and address, or are you the contractor, I assume? Possibly. Okay, so you can state your business address, and you can just, and then I'll swear you both in. Just state your names for the record.
Tom Mazza, 741 Westboro
Road. I'm sorry, can you speak into the microphone?
Sorry.
Tom Mazza, 1041 Glassboro Road, Williamstown, New Jersey.
Okay. And Calvin?
Calvin Quatch, 101 Daphne Row, Acaba Township, New Jersey, 08234.
And if you can each please raise your right hand, each swear or affirm the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And then I might as well get Roger sworn in. Mr. McLaren,
yes.
Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm the testimony you're going to give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, what is the proper pronunciation of your name, sir?
I can't hear you.
Proper pronunciation of your name, please.
My age?
Gonigomang.
Oh, Calvin Quatch.
Quatch?
Quatch, Q-U-A-C-H.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Quatch, if you can begin your telling the board what you wish to make your presentation to the board.
But him, though.
Me? Come in.
I'm requesting to put a roof on top of the staircase. For the safety of the tenant when they walk, you know, and during the winter time when it snows, it kind of very slippery, and then you cannot attend to it because it's still snowing. So I decided to put a, you know, over cover, you know, what is that called?
A shed roof.
A shed roof, yeah. On top of this, the stairway, you know, especially for wintertime snowing and also raining, you know. So that's the only reason that I put this, you know, the
do you
cover.
Do you have a drawing of that?
Yeah. Yes, we do. You should have that.
I didn't see one in the package. Is I saw the everything else, but I saw certain segments of it, but I didn't see the actual drawing of the piece.
I mean, I have the blueprints for, you know, what we're building. Not attached to the house. I don't have a 3D render. Just looking for
it. No, no 3D. Yeah. Just a drawing. You know.
Yeah.
Was that in there? I don't see it in there.
Mm-hmm. No, they have a detail.
That's a detail right there.
Detail, dude.
That's all.
Doesn't really show you where it's going.
No, there's no details. We just have details. We don't have drawings.
These are engineered drawings.
Okay, could you bring them forward, please? Yes. That's it. Mr. McLaren, take a look.
Yeah, I have those.
Oh, let's see what they are here. These are details. These aren't drawings of the structure.
Well, it's a patio cover, so if you look on one of the sections that has, there's two posts. There's a column that goes across, which bears the load of the roof.
Okay. So...
So they're decorative columns.
Okay. All right. So there's... Okay.
So which way is this sloping towards?
You can have this back. We have all this.
Okay. It's sloping towards the street.
Tell us about more what you're doing, where the setbacks are, what's going on, what are you covering, are there sides? You got to describe, you got to tell us about what you're doing.
We're covering over...
Please speak into the microphone.
Speak into the mic, please.
We're covering the steps completely. The steps come out, I believe, 7 feet from the house. So there's a steps that come down. There's a landing that come down to another approximately 5 feet. So we're going to do a shed style. We call it a patio enclosure. We'll come out with a laminated roof panel onto, like I said, two columns. Beam that goes across the columns, and it's all decorative stuff. So the columns, and it has corbels at the top of it on the end of the header. And I mean, pretty much that's it. We're only covering the steps and approximately 8 foot to the left of the steps also, but it is coming off the
house. Wait, possibly, or you are?
It is. Well, it's the amount of the roof is 14 feet. So the 5 foot is what the steps are, so 9 feet to the left of the steps will also be a cover over
the grass.
The sidewalk, you would call it.
Which side? To the drive? To the concrete
side? To the left side.
Side.
So it's going to start at the steps.
Right.
If you're looking at the house.
Right.
The right side of the house are the steps. So we'll have the patio cover over that and 9 feet to the left of that.
There's grass there.
There is cement.
To the left, if you face the house, the ocean is to the right and the bay is to the left.
Correct.
And to the right of the stairs is concrete, and to the left of the stairs is grass.
There is grass, I'm sorry. Yes.
So you got to cover the grass or the concrete?
We're going to cover over the grass to the left of the steps when looking at the house from the street.
And you have
the drawing shows.
It's not what your drawing shows.
It does show that. If you look at the drawing, can see where the steps are coming in on the right side of this drawing.
This is your drawing right here.
Are you talking about the survey?
Well, that's the only drawing we got.
Well, I have the floor plan, and that's what I'm going to log in.
Well, floor plan doesn't locate us anything.
Okay, so it does locate because it shows where the steps are.
Okay, well. And why is this all, why, what is, how is this going to advance the city zoning and master plan?
I think so, yes.
How is it going to do that?
How's it going to enhance it?
Yes.
Well, it's decorative. It looks nice. It's, you know, these are fluted columns on both sides. And then there's a double beam that goes across with these large corbels that go on the ends of this. And I feel like it complements the house and it'll look great. You know, there's a lot of kind of the
Could
same stuff going on.
Could you move closer to the microphone?
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel that it would enhance the neighborhood.
Where's the runoff of the water going to go?
On this, there is a gutter across the front, and then we'll bring a gutter down and then relieve it onto the sidewalk.
And then the sidewalk freezes.
Well, if there is underground piping I can get into, that we would bring it down there, but right now it just rains on that area anyway.
Okay.
Now you're pushing all of it into the street, and actually this roof structure with a gutter will be a foot into the public roadway. So you would need an encroachment license from the city too.
Beyond the variance?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're trying to extend it in beyond the right of way, I mean into the city right of way, you're trying to extend it to.
You show an 11 foot from the face of the building to the edge of the roof. And you have 10.3 feet, so that's about 8 inches there.
Well, I mean, I would like to cut that back to avoid having to do something like that. And I could have the engineer redraw this to cut it back closer to the house.
Is it sealed? Is there a seal on it?
Yeah, just so everyone understands, I think everyone does. We can grant, if the board's inclined, we can allow you to go to the property line. Anything that comes over that, now you're in the city's property, so then you'd have to go to the city and get their permission. But this board can't grant that. You'd have to get like a license from the city. But I think what he's suggesting is he'll make it work. That he won't have to do that, but
I think it's still just a little bit on the way up.
Right, but it's going to be the city property.
Yeah.
Can I ask, yeah. Is this a usable driveway?
There's no curb cut.
It is usable, but it's not built for use. There's no little, you know, slope for that.
There's no curb cut.
Curb cut?
No.
Yeah.
It's not wide enough for a driveway.
So.
I know.
Yeah.
That too.
So I'm confused. Just bear with me here. So are you planning on, you have the steps that go up from the street, there's a little landing, and then they go up again, correct? Okay. Exactly where are you putting this cover? The entire thing?
No.
No.
And it's open on the sides?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So rain, sleet, snow, it's still going to get in there anyway, right?
Well, partially. I mean, when the wind blows, it will probably get maybe
right.
Another foot, but then
no,
you have three.
It's not enclosed.
4 foot, yeah.
And you're It'll covering right everything through. There.
Only, I think it's only on the front side of
yeah.
the street.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
But then the sideway, because the cover would cover or kind of a little bit over. When you go down the stairs on the right-hand side, probably go over maybe another foot or two. So when the wind blows, yeah, it does maybe right. go in maybe a foot or so. You know.
Thank you.
So is this intended to anchor to the house right underneath that gutter line on the second floor?
Yes.
So it's going to cantilever 4 feet over the driveway further.
It doesn't have to be, you know.
Well, I mean, but the stairs clearly go beyond the side of the house now.
Yes.
So it would be, on this drawing, it's going to cantilever across.
Correct.
So is there another column now on this end over here?
There.
Make this driveway, it's not a driveway?
Yes, there is.
And less look, usable than it is?
If you look on the floor plan, you can see that there is a column.
Yes, the column's 4 feet off the building face.
How many units in this building?
Sorry? How many units in the building?
There's 8 units in there.
8?
And no parking on the side?
There's no parking at all on the side because it's just a walkway. You know, I think maybe in the past it used to be a drive, you can drive through, but now when I bought it, it just, it, there's no driveway, you know. There's no parking there.
Well, seems to me that if you switch the stairs the other way, you can probably get 3 or 4 cars.
Absolutely.
Mike, I have another quick question. Why have you considered relocating the stairs?
What is it?
Have you considered relocating the stairs?
As far as that last landing?
No, as far as the whole stairs. Because they're out in the middle of nowhere in the opening. They stick out further than any other building.
How do you relocate them, sir?
That's your job. But you want them covered, you want them protected from the weather, and they're out there in the middle of nowhere. You have 26 feet of an offset, 4 to 4.5 feet from your porch to the other porch that sticks out. You have plenty of room. You have 14 treads, 14 risers. It's all you have on the stairs.
Right.
So you could put that on the side of the house. There's a roof over there now. Continue the roof down, and you have the whole thing's protected. And you don't even need to do this.
Yeah, if you were to do that on the side, but I don't know if we want to go into that side anymore than what we already are.
Well, on the side is
because you would never be able to get a car if in fact you did do a curb cut, that would definitely cut that.
There's only 26 feet.
If you talk, you have to go to the microphone.
Sorry.
All right. What is that?
Move over to the mic, please.
We'll move the mic over here.
Well. I just bring it up. I'm not designing your property.
Sure.
I'm just telling you an opportunity. And that is the case.
I would say if you have 8 units in there, your first priority would to...
10. 10?
Okay, yeah. Whatever. There's a lot for one building. I would think your priority would to make some adequate parking. I mean, that's...
The space that I see is really only one car's width, so you couldn't really have multiple tenants in there. That would be a nightmare getting out.
Well, on-street parking can be a nightmare, especially in the summer.
Sure. Yeah, I totally understand that.
You had mentioned that you're going 5 feet to the left of the staircase. Is that what I heard?
So where you get onto the staircase from the second floor, we're going to go 9 feet to the left of that with the patio cover.
Where the landscaping is that the
yes.
So you're taking away the landscape?
I would imagine so, yes.
So you're taking 5 or 9 feet away from it? 5 feet plus the platform, is that what you're saying?
Correct. So the platform, the steps coming down are approximately 5 feet wide, and we're going to go 9 feet to the left of that also.
Now, does that cover the whole stairs, landing and down, or are we not covering entirely?
It covers the whole stairs, but that last three steps, five steps, whatever that is outside of the roof area.
Okay, so the last three steps are not covered.
And that's actually the most expensive part of the stairway, wouldn't you say?
So there's 5 foot of pitch on this.
Yes.
And 14 feet, so all you're going to see is this big, blank,
10 feet
roof.
Correct. If you're up high, yes, you will see that.
If you're up higher, you're on the street.
If you're on the street.
It's a 6-12 pitch.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you have to offer the board this evening?
No.
Okay.
Is there anything else you have to offer?
Basically, that's the plan.
I think it would have been a little easier if we saw the actual picture of what it was.
Because like a 3D rendering? Is
yeah, anything. Just, I think we're all confused. I think you explained a lot, but I do think if the picture says 1,000 words, that's the easiest way to say it. It would have been easier.
Okay. I'm going to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application this evening? Hearing no request and seeing no request, the public portion is now closed. Do you have any further you wish to add this evening?
No.
Have you read Mr. McLaren's report on this topic?
Actually, I have not.
Has the owner read the report?
What report coming from? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
We have to make sure that he's read your report.
I haven't seen this report at all because the contractor basically handled the whole thing, including today's meeting. He just informed me to come over here and be the meeting. That's
only your email is provided under the application.
Sorry?
Do you want to go over in there?
I'm just confirming in the report. Basically, the variance they need is a front yard setback to the porch, deck, or roof, whatever it is, 7 feet. Or a 5 foot encroachment, 10.4 feet exists, 10.3 feet, and 0 feet is proposed. So you're going to have a 10 by 14 structure with a 6x12 roof pitch right up to the property line.
That's what you're applying for?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Is there anything else in the report that I want to make the report public, part of the application.
Well, I don't know if the board is satisfied with the testimony and the positive and negative criteria. I haven't heard any.
Well, it's if the applicant, it's your job to present all the facts in the matter, which should be here for the board. It's not our job to tell them.
No.
So,
I'm concerned about the runoff going directly onto the public right away. Concerned about the encroachment into the public right of way. Again, that could be adjusted, as you said. I don't see that being too difficult, but you know, the back of the structure is going to be 17 feet up in the air. I mean, there's going to be some uplift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's engineered drawings. I understand that. But
and they meet all residential.
I just think the aesthetics on this not going to be very attractive.
Yeah, I guess I was wondering to the extent of structural engineering looked at this. There's a detail for attachment to the wall, but there's a big area of it that's not even going to be attached to the wall. The detail B is only for wall attachment, so
right.
I have no idea how this pier back here is even being attached in that whole area.
So that pier is anchored into the ground with the footing.
It is.
And then at the top, it's basically just a pier with another beam on top of that.
These seem just like general details, manufacturing.
That is
details.
A generic plan, yes.
So the only other detail shows to attach the roof panel to the pier, or the column, I mean, it's for a wall attachment.
Right, but there is, if you look at our floor plan, have post and beam also there.
May I interject 1 second here? This is a zoning hearing, not a construction hearing. So we're dealing with the matters of zoning as well as construction. So your questions are very appropriate, by the way. But still, we have to deal with how is this going to affect our zoning and our master plan and the plans and the ordinances of the city. So I'd like you to address those too. Jessica, pardon me for interrupting.
Any more questions?
No. Are you finished everything that you have to go before the board?
Excuse me?
Are you finished what you have to present to the board?
Yes.
Okay.
How many steps are going to be outside that roof?
Outside the roof?
Is it three or five, something?
I believe it's five, but I can give you.
Is the,
bear with me one second.
We're gonna. Do we have the right door?
We have the offer. Did they ask? I think yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Where it belongs.
All right, last minute.
I'm not gonna tell them that they don't write the plan.
Please, five.
Pardon me?
Five steps outside of the roof area.
Okay. All right. If you're complete, then we're gonna bring it to a vote.
Okay.
Fine. We went to the public already. Are there any final questions of our professionals? Anybody have any questions? If not, Leo, could you frame a motion, please, in the affirmative, as all motions are done? And we'll have a roll call vote.
Okay. It's one variance. It's a front yard setback. The requirement's 7 feet, and they're coming to the... They're asking for a 0-foot front yard setback, so that's the variance. I'll note, to the extent that they want, if it's granted, one of the conditions will be that they either meet that front yard setback. If they come over it to the 0 property line, they'll have to go to the city and ask for an encroachment license. And then I'll note any other conditions, and the standard conditions, any other conditions set forth in Mr. McLaurin's report, subject to any other necessary approvals, and then any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing. So we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote on that one variance.
We have a motion and a second, please.
I'll second it.
We'll have a roll call vote, and state your reasons, please.
Jay Cook?
I'm gonna vote no on this application. First of all, there's been no criteria that's given regarding how it affects the land use and the master plan itself. And aesthetically, as far as the master plan, I don't see that it advances it one bit. And as a property, it would stick out further than any property on the block. It would protrude out, the roof would be to the property line, and no roof on that block goes to that property line. So therefore, I would say it's not congruent with the developmental pattern. And in addition to that, I think there are other alternatives that could be done that could be more suitable for that building and to accomplish the goals in which they are going. I do not see that this roof at all would protect the stairs from the weather, because the stuff will blow right through that roof. We see it all the time with the storms. So that's the case. So with that, I vote no.
Roman Zavi Hutch?
I also vote no. There is no justification presented why a variance would be necessary. The reasons for proposing the roof can be achieved without having to do this application or a variance. And I would recommend that you pursue those other approaches. One, the engineer has already suggested on page 3 that no skid surface be applied to the stairs. Other than that, you can reconstruct into the building somehow and reduce the amount of exposure. Because right now the roof, the stairs, are exposed on 3 sides. Putting the roof over it does not eliminate water from rain or the snow to get on the stairs. So it's almost like, you know, won't achieve what you're trying to do. So there are other approaches you should take. So no.
Lorraine Salata?
I also will vote no. first of all, I don't think it will even achieve what you set your goals out to be for safety, because to Echo Roman, it's still exposed, and there are other remedies to make them non-slip surfaces. And I personally think it would be an eyesore for the street, especially, particularly because it does stick out further than anything. So I don't see the justification, and I think it really distracts from everything we try to do here, so, no.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote no. I don't see any advancement of our zoning here, and I think it's actually could be a detriment because of it'll cause safety issues, and I just think that with the winds that are involved in the area, I think it'll be torn apart in a pretty quick period of time. And I think it's just going to be a detriment as opposed to an asset to the neighborhood and the building. I think, you could put non-skid treads down, and that would accomplish what we need to do, and we wouldn't have to spend all this money for a canopy that is not going to be functional under the conditions that we have in the area. So I'm against the application.
Mike Wiesen.
I feel as if you had the opportunity to read the engineer's report, you probably would have withdrawn this application and took his suggestions. With that in mind, I vote no.
Peter Taco.
I'm also going to vote against the application. I feel that the applicant has failed to make the case to satisfy the criteria for issuing that variance.
Greer Gaskell.
For reasons already stated, I vote no.
Jessica Silly.
I'm also going to vote no. Basically, you're encroaching more into that landscaping. Aesthetically, I think it's also going to be unpleasing, but also the stormwater control too is also part of the concern, since you are now right up to that right away. So for those reasons, I'm also going to vote no.
Okay. You have not, your vote is not carried. You're not approved. Thank you for appearing, but we did not meet the criteria.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Abbott, you're
yes,
going to go have everybody sworn in. There'll be no preamble. You'll go right into your application.
Sounds good. Let's put up our easel here. We do have mounted plans. Bob Lolio is our architect. I have Bethany Mooney here, who's the applicant. She, along with her father, Terrence Mooney, are the contract purchasers. The owners have consented.
Any relationship to the Mooneys of Ventnor?
That's right. Welcome to, there's a lot of Mooneys in Ventnor. I'm going to have some more Mooneys.
The long lost daughter.
Oh, you have a long lost daughter.
Yes.
Well, I replaced Mr. Mooney on the planning board in 1980.
Oh,
geez. But that was John.
That was probably John Mooney.
John Mooney, right? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Terry's daughter.
Wait, okay.
He has a house on Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Terry, they live over here.
Right, okay. Just go back. That's why I asked the question. It's a small world.
Let's swear him in first, okay?
Please.
Please raise your right hand. We're going to swear you in.
All right. Bob and Bethany, just state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in.
Robert Lolio, 219 Bellevue Avenue, Hamilton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Bethany Mooney, 112 South Cambridge Street, Ventnor City, New Jersey.
Okay. And if you can each please raise your right hand, each swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
You didn't want me to make any statement at all?
You can do whatever you want.
Is that a good sign?
I think you made your statement.
You can, and let the record reflect that Mr. Loio's credentials as an architect are acceptable to the board.
That's great. Just very briefly, this property was approved for a new home about 7 years ago, 6 years ago. A lot happened since then. One of the owners passed away. Issues arose with the DEP.
Who approved it?
Issues arose with the title. What's that?
Who approved it 7 years ago?
Zoning Board of Adjustment. Okay. And attached to your application is a copy of that resolution.
Right.
You also have the DEP permit, which allows the home that was there. And I thought you would find it interesting to see what was originally there. I attached it to your application plan. You can see that the house that was originally there, at least in 1929.
Right.
And subsequently, they closed in the bottom and made it apartments. And I know because my stepfather and mother and I lived there one summer when I was in third grade.
Honey.
But that was the bottom. This is, I think it was Mrs. Reichert owned it. They used to cut her lawn. Anyhow, the home was in very poor condition. They got their DEP approval. They tore it down. Then various issues arose with title. That's how I got involved with initially with the repairing issues. And then we did get an extension of the DEP permit. Now we have to come back. The home must meet the footprint, at least over the water, for the DEP permit. And so we have here tonight a brand new set of plans. Mr. Loio will walk those through with you. Most of the variances are due to the fact that your ordinance doesn't allow the area underwater to be counted as a part of the overall lot area. But we do need some variances. We need, I think, one variance up there, too, for the front yard, maybe the placement of the driveway. We have two parking. I think we meet the parking for four bedroom. We do not go to the maximum height. The building will be elevated on pylons. It's partially over the water, but it will not go up to 35 feet, about 31 and a half. Bob will go over into those details with you, okay? You ready, Bob? Ready to testify? All right, you're the architect of the project?
Correct.
You're very familiar with what you've designed?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you walk it through the board, what we're proposing.
We might have to bring the microphone over to
hold it? Is that better?
It might be better for you to hold it.
So, as he mentioned, that we had to keep the existing footprint over the water, the water side, and we had to maintain the two-story dwelling that was there. So we pretty much are matching the amount of stories and the building width and length over the water. We made some updates to the upland area, and overall it's a 2,900 square foot house. It's four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and the first floor, I'll start at the ground. The ground floor contains a little entry vestibule, and then there's a parking spot that goes partially under the house, and then there's a second spot outside the building envelope with a driveway down the side.
That's so a stacked parking lot.
What's that?
It's stacked parking?
No, it's side by side.
Side by side.
And there, in front of that one behind that one parking spot is a storage. It looks like a garage, but it's not big enough for a garage, so it's just a storage area. So I couldn't meet the criteria of having a parking spot in the garage, so that's why our building height is measured from elevation 13, and our overall building height was 31 feet 8 inches from elevation 13. So we're well under the 35-foot requirement. And then on the main floor, which I call the first floor, is your kitchen, dining, living room level. There's a little den in the front of the house, and then a bedroom suite up in the front corner with a small entry porch leading to the den. And then on the second floor, I basically have two bedrooms with a shared bath, and then in the rear, on the water side, you have a master bedroom suite that encompasses most of the third floor with a deck out the back. So we're only four bedrooms total. It's just a deck off the floor. As far as the variances, so the front yard, there is a front yard setback for the building, which includes the first and second floor encroaches to 7.62 feet. And I believe the previous application, it was like a little over 8 feet that was approved. So we're asking for a little less than what was approved previously.
Would that have anything to do with the peculiar characteristic of this lot?
Yeah, the way the radius of the site and the way the building was oriented previously to maintain that footprint, it kind of skewed the building, and I couldn't change the way that orientation was with the existing building, because I had to maintain the building width and all the setbacks over the water.
Let me dwell on that just a minute. You couldn't change it because the DEP will not allow you to expand the footprint. You can go back into the same footprint, but not change the footprint.
Correct. And I had to maintain the same angles as the existing dwelling. So about 50% of the house conforms with the front yard setback, and there's a porch that encroaches to the seven. I think you're allowed a 7-foot encroachment to the porches. Our house is at 8.12 feet. And then the other about 50% of the building width encroaches, but it's set back behind the porch line of the dwelling.
How about your side yard setbacks?
Side yard setbacks all conform. The smallest dimension on the left side of the house is 4.18, and then I think we're 9.73 on the other side.
How are we doing with the rear yard? Explain that.
The rear yard's a variance because rear yard setbacks are measured from the bulkhead line, and obviously our house is encroaching well over the bulkhead line on the water side.
With regard to zoning criteria, do you find there are some hardships facing development of this lot?
I do.
And that's based on what?
Just the size of the upland area and the radius of the site and the kind of it angles out, and just maintaining the DEP requirements was a little bit of a challenge.
Do you see any harm if the board were determined to grant some of these bulk variances that are requested?
I do not.
Do you see any positives to it? What would be some of the positives?
The positives is you're going to have the first floor is going to be well above the minimum flood elevation. It's a new structure. It's going to be designed well to meet all the flood requirements. And it's most of the requirements are actually under the bulk requirements. Height, lot coverage, building coverage, side yards, rear yard, well, not rear yards, and the building height and overall volume is not as big as it could have been.
You see any, so you would say there's a benefit if the board allows it to be constructed?
I do.
And what another one of those benefits be? Would it be an enhancement to the neighborhood?
Well, yeah, obviously it would be a much improved from what was there previously.
Okay. And you've given it some architectural features such as the bay window? That needs a variance?
Correct. On the front elevation, I add a little box bay window which encroaches into the front yard setback in that front bedroom here, which you can see right there.
And you did that why?
Just to add a little bit of visual interest and to make it, it's a pretty traditional classic shingle style house, so it's a very common architectural element to make it look a little nicer.
Now, there is a landscaping requirement.
Correct.
And I think you read the report. Are we willing to install the shrub, but we'd request, I guess, a waiver for putting trees at this location?
Correct. We need one shrub for every 2 feet of lot width, so that was 21. We'll have 21 shrubs, and I believe 2 street trees are required, but there is no, currently there's no governor strip. So the trees would either have to be on our property, which is taken up mostly by driveway, so I think a waiver would be necessary.
Who would request it? What else would you like to add?
The other one was the driveway. The other variance was the driveway distance from the property line.
2.5 feet?
We're 2.5 feet at the smallest. Due to the angle of the lot, it's 2.5 feet is the closest dimension. Yes.
A waiver of trees, too. Okay. I've had a chance to look at the report. We're willing to abide by various conditions detailed in there.
Yes.
We have a question.
One of the comments that our engineer made was about fill. Is there going to be any fill on the site? Bless you. Thank you.
He's going to show.
Well, yes. We're going to slope the lot from the bulkhead to the street, So there'll be fill in the back, and the driveway will be up as high as I could possibly make it. I don't want to make it too steep of a driveway, but I'll make it steep enough to raise as high as we can.
Excellent.
I
think that's it.
Yeah, let's see, one other thing, okay, you read the report.
Yes, sir.
Governor's Strip. On the Governor's Strip, in this particular street, I might suggest that you get a, you request a waiver on the Governor's Strip.
We will request.
On that, and the street trees on that site, because that's a very, very tight area, to say the least, in there. And I think that those two things, I don't know how the board feels about it, but when you go in there, it's really tight. And I would not, I would hope that the board would see that also as a benefit to a need for this site.
We accept yours again.
Okay. How about coverages? Are we all are we good on coverages? And how about landscaping? You didn't discuss, are we on landscaping?
The required total landscaping is 25. The total landscaping requirement is 25%, and we're at 29%.
Okay.
And front yard, 5% is required, we're at 8.6.
Yes, the plan you approved. And the plan has been approved, is reviewed by Roger. So you submitted it already, so you're good there.
Okay. That's it, that's what we have.
Okay. I'd like to open it to the public.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Okay, go ahead.
So Bob, what is the elevation of your first floor?
It's going to be approximately, it's going to be a little over 17 feet. It's going to be like probably around 17.33.
Okay. So you're well above the
13 is the requirement, yeah. We're well above it.
Because my concern was looking at the flood map today, it looks like the 10 zone's touching the property. Not touching the building, but it's touching the property. And there's going to be a map revision coming out soon.
Okay.
So I was going to suggest if you're staking your first floor to the 9, I go to the 10, just in case that map changes.
We're higher.
But you're higher than that, yeah. So you're good.
I was trying to base it off parking under the house, like we typically do, but since I couldn't fit the car underneath, I had the building height, and we're only two.
But the zoning height of the building is based on the 413 or 14.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now,
and we do have the sheet that shows those elevations. But I think we're 4 feet above. I think we're 89 plus 4.
For the building height.
Right.
17 and change.
Well, both of you are engaged. Okay. What about the bulkhead sometimes are going to be higher? Let's see, your bulkhead is already in, or is the new bulkhead going in?
The bulkhead.
Bulkhead's in according to Pond.
It was a newer bulkhead.
Right. It was built in 2016.
Okay.
To elevation 8.
Oh, just the elevation.
It's a little bit above 8.
Okay. And we require 9 today?
8 or 9.
Eight or nine.
8 or 9.
So are we going to need a steps over or a gate through the bulkhead to get to the docks?
I think they have enough room to go over.
We're accessing the docks from, there's a floating dock off the first floor deck,
okay.
Not from the ground.
Okay.
So there's no
gate. You have your access squared away then?
Yeah.
Because we've had
that. Right. We don't have that problem.
We don't have a gate in the bulkhead.
Okay.
I got one coming in a couple months that does that.
We have that problem in certain areas. Okay.
Several.
Okay. So we're through that. Members, is there anything else that we should be talking about regarding this application?
I'd like to go through my report really quick.
Please. Yeah. Let's go through Roger's report.
Thank you. Just to be on the record, the application of Terrence Mooney and Bethany Mooney, 106 or 106 North Derby Avenue, Block 157, Lot 2. Engineering and planning report, so you can see variances in the R7 single-family zoning district. This is a preliminary Zone 8, Elevation 9. Again, it's just adjacent to the Elevation 10 zone. This is a hardship variance plus a substantial benefit variance. Materials reviewed on bottom of page 1, continued on page 2. And the plans reviewed as shown, the project description. Mr. Abbott has already discussed the project description and the zoning chart and the meat and potatoes of the report. You can see highlighted in yellow or shaded are the variances required. And I just want to go through the variances for the record. The prior application sought variances for lot area and lot depth. They are existing non-conforming. And again, whereas 2,000 square feet is a minimum required lot area, 1790 exists for the upland portion, and the 1,790 square feet is proposed. Again, it's existing nonconformance, but let's get it on the record for a variance, just to keep the application clean and be congruent with the DEP application. Lot depth, again, is existing nonconforming, where 62.5 feet is the minimum permitted for all uses, and 40.9 feet exists for the upland portion of the lot, including the bulkhead, and 40.9 is proposed. With the riparian, actually meet the lot depth of 85 feet. The 85 feet exceeds the 62.5. So the following variances are required: front yard setback to the building, whereas 12 feet is minimum required rear yard or front yard setback for all principal and accessory uses, and 7.62 feet is proposed. Rear yard setback for the building, whereas 12 feet is minimum required rear yard setback for all principal and accessory uses, and 0 feet is proposed. It's actually an encroachment, but it's beyond the bulkhead line, so that's it's a 0 foot setback. Rear yard setback for the decks, same as the rear yard setback for the building, whereas 6 feet is the minimum required setback, and 0 feet is proposed, measured to the bulkhead, so it's actually an encroachment into their own yard. And a front yard setback to the bay window. I kind of toyed around with this and tried to see this is maybe not a variance, but the way the ordinance reads, it says you're allowed a 3 foot projection if you meet the front yard setback. So since you don't meet the front yard setback, it becomes a variance, although you got a variance for the front yard setback. So 3 foot projection, 9 feet is minimum required front yard setback, and 6.34 feet is proposed. Rear yard deck height for the second floor, our ordinance requires that no decks can be higher than the first floor, wherever that first floor may be located, whether it's at grade or 10 feet up in the air, or in this case, 17 feet up in the air. Can't have a deck above it. Again, the intent of that is for landlocked lots, possibly not waterfront lots. Side yard setback to the driveway, again, this to me is more of a design waiver, but we'll keep it as a variance, whereas 4 feet is the minimum required side yard setback for driveways, and 2.25 feet is proposed. Had that been a garage, it wouldn't be a variance. So they are seeking a waiver of the landscape plan. I think that the landscaping that they have put on the record is acceptable. Again, just about every single one of these variances is because of either riparian or a lack of upland area. And the fact that this was approved almost identical back in 2015, December 2015 to be exact. Just to go through my additional comments, I agree that no street trees should be required at this location for two reasons. One is the saltwater tolerant trees at this location will be hard to find. And the curvature of the road as you approach a stop sign, I don't think you need trees in that. There's enough stuff there. Trees aren't needed. And let's see. So you are going to fill enough just to get the slope. I would say like a 2% slope from the bulkhead to the street should be adequate. Confirm building coverage. That building coverage and lot coverage is for the upland area only?
Correct.
Okay. And again, I already made my comments about DFE and BFE and the adjacent flood zone. We could label the finished floor elevation on the plans. I see the 13, but I don't see the elevation. Unless I do the math, I don't want to do the math.
The curbs around the front of the property is 6.5.
Okay.
So I was basing it off of that.
That's higher than that. It's pretty high.
It goes up as it approaches the bridge. Yeah, it's 6.14 to 6.43 on this.
Yes, the profile of the street's up.
So I don't think they would need any, especially if they're going to provide some fill, I don't think the plants need to be in planters. I think they can be at grade.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Any plan revisions based on board recommendations or comments? I haven't heard too many that would substantiate any major changes. All utility connections, street trees are being waived, landscaping is going to be fully compliant. The other comment is, take advantage of the waterfront property, redirect all downspouts either through the bulkhead or directly into the water to relieve the storm system of the city. No scuppers are permitted in the bulkhead. Again, that's to try to keep as much water out as possible, don't invite it in. And an as-built survey, I don't think that's required. Again, when are you under the gun for that permit to get this under construction permits?
Well, we still have one more hurdle with the DEP. I'm trying to get a confirmatory repairing grant that proves there's no claim of ownership of this property. I'm pretty confident I'm going to get it.
Okay, good.
I've gotten just about all this property in Derby has. Because many, many years ago, I found a file, a map in the basement of the county that showed the original condition of this area before they dredged it out. This property, all of its water flow portion was at one time upland. As for most of them, they went all the way around the Carlos Marine, Shutter Bay. And it was much narrower creek. That creek was about 50 foot wide.
Hmm.
And they dredged it out and then ultimately made the mile stretch up as well. So to give you an idea how much dredging occurred. Unbelievable amount. Anyway, the DEP has accepted that for a bunch of other properties.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident they're going to accept it here. But before the Moonies pay the money they're paying, we would like to have that document from the DEP. I think we're going to get it. I'm hoping by September. But I don't know. DEP's gotten tougher and tougher and tougher to get anything done.
Agreed. That concludes my report. I think they've done a nice job mimicking what was approved before and updating all the necessary updates that conform to today's standards and requirements. And I wish you luck with the DEP.
Yes, I believe. But we have the permit extension.
Well, that's big.
Scott, you're okay with the you've read the report and you understand that report now? Okay. And you are complete now? Okay. We did the public, so at this point, unless there's any questions,
we did not do the public.
So is anyone in the public who wishes to speak on this application at the present time? I see no one in the public requesting it. I hear nothing. So therefore, the public portion is now closed. Mr. Abbott, as a matter of procedure, you have one last set of comments. Do you have any comments?
Mr. Cook, I think enough has been said.
Okay, thank you. At this point, board members, do you have any questions of our professionals or otherwise?
No.
Of the applicant? So therefore, we're going to go right to a vote. Mr. Meadows, sir?
Sure.
You're up.
All right. We need a motion and a second for C variances. Roger went through them, but I'll run down them real quick. Again, the lot area, 2,000 square feet required, 1,790 square feet proposed. Again, that's to the bulkhead. Lot depth, 62.5 feet required, 40.9 feet proposed. Front yard setback to the building, 12 feet required, 7.62 feet proposed. The rear yard setback to the building, 12 feet required. They obviously encroach over the water, so 0 feet is proposed. Same thing with the rear yard setback to the decks, first and second floor, 6 feet required, 0 feet proposed. Front yard setback to the bay window, 9 feet required, and 6.34 feet is proposed. Rear deck heights not permitted above the first floor, and they're proposing one on the water for the second floor. Then there's a side yard setback to the driveway. 4 feet required. I think Bob's testimony said it was 2.5 feet, but Roger says 2.25 feet in his report, so that's it's whatever's on the plan, but we'll go.
That was on both plans, 2.25.
2.25, then we'll go with that. And then we'll note the condition, the waiver from a formal landscaping plan. They're going to put the shrubs in. They submitted what they're going to put in, but the street trees and the governor strip will not be required. And then the conditions, they're going to be subject to the outside approvals. Anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless we've addressed it tonight, and any other representations made by the applicant, and just the standard conditions. That's it. Okay. Need a motion and a second.
Second. I'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Jay Cook.
I'm going to vote in the affirmative on this application. First of all, it was approved 7 years ago. And then so this is doing a second bite at the approvals process, which very few properties have to go through that amount of approval cycle. So that speaks well for the owners and what's happening in here. The next is that now we have final, we have cleaned up some of the things in our ordinances to make this so there's not so many maybe variances as before, but the variances are basically induced by the land itself, the state requirements, and there are hardships that are beyond the capacity of the owner, and therefore run with the land, and therefore demand the variance relief. And that is specified under our master plan and our ordinances. And they are seeking to follow those ordinances and master plan to the best possibility. And they have shown their willingness to do that, and wherever they can, complying to that as well. There's a fair amount of open space that's still around this building, surprisingly, for a building that's over the water. In addition to that, the bulkhead heights are conforming to FEMA, and the property is conforming to FEMA, helping over our CRS rating. And in addition also would be, it's adding to the tax rolls and the base tax base of our community, which is beneficial also for the future as well. With that, and a new property is being put on the rolls, replacing what would have been an obsolete property in the past. So it will also, I believe, add to the financial enhancement for our community as well. With that, I vote in affirmative.
Roman Zabianich.
This application, as was stated, was approved back in 2015. To me, I see this as just a continuation because of technical requirements. It really is a hardship set of variances. Whether it's planning zone, I should say, zone 2, 4, or 7 that are on the water, they're never going to meet the requirements of those zones. So therefore, they're all going to be hardship. I think the way the site was designed produced very few of those hardship variances. So with that, I give my approval.
Lorraine Salata.
So a few of us here tonight, we're back in 2015, started similar. And I think it's a really good plan. I like the fact that you didn't load it up with height and, you know, bulk. And I think it's a really good fit for that particular lot, especially I like the size of it because that's a tough street. And I'm sure we've all driven down it. You know, you hold your breath as you're going through with the trucks and the cars and all. And the waiver for the trees is actually a very good thing. So I approve and wish you luck.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. You know, it's a continuation of the approval process, and you know, you have to go through that process to build it. So, you know, the lot causes hardships. You've done the minimal to impact it. And I think it's a great design. It'll be an asset to the neighborhood, the city. You know, it meets our financial aspects of our master plan along with the rest of it. So I don't think there's any negative here. So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen.
I think Beth Mooney did an excellent job prepping her professionals to get a professional positive outcome for this property. If it's half as nice as the first house they built on Cambridge, it's an asset to Ventnor, and I vote in favor.
Peter Tacco.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. They have been able to hurdle all the hardships that were hurdled the first time around, and have done it in a way that has not really over impacted the lot. I think that it's a beautiful plan, but it's a modest plan that will fit in very nicely with what is there existing.
Greg Gaskell.
I also vote yes. It was previously approved. It's definitely a hardship for that area, for the plan. as far as there's no detriment to the neighborhood. I think it's a great along with what's going on with that. And I like that little kick out of one of the front.
Well, we'll see. It adds a lot to it.
Yes, it does.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I think it actually is quite a, I guess, improvement to what was there before, and it also enhances the community. Aesthetically, I think it's a really lovely home, and I guess you guys had a lot of challenges with the shape of the lot and then working within that existing area behind the bulkhead, so I think you guys did a really nice job in that design and working within that, and also not really packing it in with square footage and in height. So for those reasons, I'm going to vote in favor.
Okay. With that, guess what? You're approved. Bethany? Bethany? You get the accolades. They did the work. You make sure they get it.
No. No.
It's my account.
I like that. Kyle, that was lovely.
Okay.
Designed for this one.
Do we, at this point, have a motion for adjournment? Could I have a motion for adjournment, please? Second, please? All those in favor? We're adjourned.
All right.
No, I think they did it.
I know, everybody does do that.
Carl.
Carl. I'm retired.
Yeah, I know you're part of business.
Same story.